agencies spend between $5 and $7 billion a year on phone and other telecommunication services. But those basic commodities are ripe for innovation and further cost savings. The General Services Administration is developing the next generation telecommunications contract, and Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, start by telling us the approaches GSA is considering for this contract.
Well, GSA is developing what they're calling the Network Services 2020 contract. Now, it's going to replace the current Networks contract, Networks with an X, of course. We've all been following that for the last about 5 or 7 years. As of May 31st, though, 95% of all agency connections were fully transitioned to that Networks contract from what they used to call the FTS 2001 contract. So this dates all the way back to Tom's era, I think.
Way back then, yeah. Back when they dialed.
When they dialed and they had a dial tone. So now GSA is looking at the follow-on, even though the Networks contract doesn't expire until 2017. Now, Frank Tiller is the acting director of the network services at GSA. He says GSA would like to see the government move to a standardized telecommunications network infrastructure.
I just mean converging on kind of a common technology. Right now, people within the government, like everybody else, have a mixture of TDM, frame relay, all kinds of different networking technologies. And if we can get to a kind of ubiquitous IP base, and as much as, you know, standard definitions are applied, it offers more interoperability and things. So it's more just moving away from older generation networking technologies to one standard way of doing networking.
Now, Tiller spoke yesterday at the Federal IT and Network Services Summit sponsored by MobileGov in Washington. Now, Tiller says GSA is looking to change how it delivers Internet protocol services.
Frankly, I think GSA is not really set up right now to deliver IP because we're organized and structured around the old TDM environment where we had local services and wide area services. And we're rethinking how we might organize and how we might better facilitate the move to IP services. So part of that is moving to our new strategy effort that's eventually going to come up with a whole portfolio of contracts that address this space.
And, of course, one of those contracts he's talking about, it would all fall under this Network Services 2020, where Networks, again, with an X, was one major big contract. I think GSA is changing their thought process to a certain extent to look at several different types of contracts that would fall underneath this big umbrella. Now, Tiller says changing the way GSA is organized and delivering a common internet-based infrastructure service will help GSA become more efficient, but more importantly, it's also going to help their agency customers buy these services more efficiently. Tiller says GSA is looking at both benchmarking to show what is the best price among all these different, you know, laundry list of services, but also the quickest way to buy, again, these networking services.
Now, Jason, I actually do remember FTS 2000 coming in from FTS and then 2001 replacing FTS 2000. And as you pointed out earlier, so much time is spent in transition that they never get fully transitioned at all from one to the other. So what is GSA doing about these long transition times as it plans for what follows FTS 2001?
Right. So the Networks contract obviously did not go as planned by GSA, by OMB. Even Congress got involved with hearings and memos. And in the end, what turned out to happen is that the Networks contract, the transition to it, turned out to be much more complicated than initially thought. Tiller says GSA has learned some lessons from that experience over the past 6 years and actually is going to apply it to Network Services 2020 contract.
We're also looking at some other ideas like how to stagger this out or phase it out. It's really kind of illogical that the government would take $2 billion worth of its telecom services and say, on this day in May, we're going to move all that to some new kind of vehicles or something. So we're looking at ways to phase or stagger out how that's done, like task orders that are staggered or parallel acquisitions or things like that that can save industry and government the fact that there's this tremendous peak that they have to deal with.
In many ways, what he's saying is, listen, we realize that to try to get everyone moved over by a certain date just is not going to work. And that's what part of the challenges they had with the Networks contract. So now Tiller also hopes GSA is going to provide other services such as decision support services so customer agencies can have some help in buying and supporting their new network services. Now, Tiller didn't offer any kind of update on the time frame around this NS 2020 program. GSA said earlier in the year that they had launched an interagency advisory advisory board consisting of deputy chief information officers, senior procurement executives, and others who have that day-to-day touch points of the network. Now, the committee has been meeting monthly to further develop this network's services 2020 strategy and the milestones associated with it.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And while GSA is doing this, what are other agencies doing to look at how they deliver these same types of services?
Yeah, I mean, the cloud has made such a big difference in terms of how agencies are viewing this network infrastructure. And I think GSA is starting to say, okay, how can Network Services 2020 take into this, the popularity and the success of cloud computing? Now, keep in mind, agencies have not really flocked to what they call IP version 6, IPv6, even though there's been this OMB mandate. But they have done more with voice over IP, meaning that using their telephone instead of just plugging it into the wall, they're actually plugging the voice part of their phone into the internet, and that's really been gaining some popularity. Dave Chaplick is the director of telecommunications at the Veterans Affairs Department. He says VA is about to embark on several pilots to test voice as a service.
How do you deliver this particular aspect of our telephony strategy? And the question is, well, you have to be able to get ahead of the curve. And the way you get ahead of the curve is that you've got to build the appropriate infrastructure capability that is going to be scalable and agile to the future. I think it's one of the big critical, if you will, hurdles that we have in front of us to see whether or not this strategy is in fact going to work. And I think those of us in the room who are in fact aware of this, you know, are probably asking the same question. Can agencies get ahead of the curve on behalf of these kind of telephony investments?
So you heard Chaplick say flexible and agile, and I think that's what the cloud, they're seeing within the cloud computing ideas of, hey, I can get more people on or fewer people on or change the way I deliver services very easily, which is some of the approach other agencies are taking. Now, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are moving many of its back-end systems to the cloud. Rick Holgate is ATF's chief information officer. He says the Bureau's migration to email as a service will save money and provide more capabilities.
We've also looked at a lot of opportunities to expand remote access opportunities for our users through things like not just VPN access, but things like virtual desktop and other types of capabilities that disconnect the services that we're providing from the device that the user uses to access those services. So that opens up a lot more opportunities for telework. It provides a lot more flexibility to our users in the sense that we don't necessarily always have to be the ones providing the device through which our users are accessing those services. And it, again, allows us to be more cost-effective in the enterprise in the way in which we deliver those services to our users. We're also looking at transitioning some of our hosting of our applications into potentially a cloud-type environment. Again, today we have a lot of those applications hosted by an industry partner through an outsourcing relationship, so shifting that model to a cloud provider is not that much of a difficult cultural transition for us, but it does introduce interesting things when you talk about security and connectivity and a variety of other things.
Now, Holgate also says ATF updated that outsourcing relationship with its vendor to provide network-managed services. In fact, he said ATF partnered with the Marshals Service, and then they also opened up the contract to the rest of the Justice Department and federal agencies, all with the goal of receiving greater economies of scale, better prices, and to create this, as he said, broader sharing platform for end-user devices and services. Holgate says this approach also will expose more data to its users as well as other law enforcement partners. So it's all about, if you look at the pieces that are coming in place, you have the cloud, you have kind of shared services, you have open data. You're seeing a trend here probably about all the administration priorities that are starting to kind of peak up in different parts of the agency. And in the end, Holgate says all of these efforts are about evolving what it means to be on the network and in the enterprise. And I think that's a definition that's changing for almost every agency.
So, Jason, what GSA and people like Holgate are envisioning, it sounds like, is in 10 years you won't have a telephone line in a government agency. You'll just have the data network, and one of the services on that will be voice.
Absolutely. And not only that, though, you're not going to have that big box under your desk for the most part. You're just going to plug it into the wall, and you'll have a keyboard spot and a monitor spot, and you probably will be using a tablet or a laptop, so you probably won't even have that. You know, your monitor will be, you know, whatever size your laptop is. I think that's part of the network infrastructure where it's heading, is everything is just going to be, you know, as a service. And I think they're seeing both the economies of scale and the cost differential that is driving them that way, but also I think that's where the broader society is heading.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for that very complete report.
Thank you.